We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
What's up, Spaceship Earth? Thanks for tuning in. You're receiving a live transmission from Starseed Radio, where you can always tune in on Saturday nights. Now back to the original time, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern time. We got moved up for a couple months. We are now back to our regular scheduled time. So that's good news, because we did lose a couple guests, because it is kind of late for some East Coast guests. So we're back to our regular time. You can always tune in at those times to hear the colors and see the music. I am your host, Jonah Bolt. Today is July 6, 2013. Happy 4th of July, and happy 4th of July to all the Asheville-ians here in Asheville. It has been raining nonstop all over the East Coast, so we've heard a few scattered fireworks here and there, but a very, very wet and rainy 4th of July. But hope everyone was safe. We have a great show for you tonight. Joining us on the show, we have Alfred Lamont Webb. He's a futurist and author of exopolitics.com. I've been waiting to talk to Alfred for a very long time. Been following his work. He's always putting out great stuff. He is going to be talking about all sorts of things tonight. We're going to be covering future timelines going on, time travel, teleportation, life on Mars. We've spoken to a lot of people over the years about life on Mars, different projects, things going on there. So really exciting stuff to talk about. We also have Molly Young Brown coming on talking about times of crisis. She's joining us from Mount Shasta. She's also in the Best of Mount Shasta conference. We also have Sandy Patterson, Power of Herbs, the healing power of herbs, on the show tonight. Also joining us from Best of Mount Shasta conference. Two ladies back to back from that conference. Amazing conference. We will be out there ourselves. Starseed Radio, we're doing a live broadcast 3 days of the conference, so check the website. We're going to have live stream somewhere on there soon. We're looking to hopefully launch it next week. Check out also starseedsociety.org for some amazing projects and a new website we just got up last week. All sorts of cool things to get involved with as well. And, of course, you can check out starseedinternational.org, our new site filled with all sorts of services. Here's some more Brettronics Jedi coming back, our music artist, first guest of the night. Sit back, relax, enjoy some good tunes. We'll be right back to start the show. Enjoy.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. Also, Starseed Radio, the new website, will be up soon, so check us out. We have the new Android app out and the iPhone app and all sorts of cool things, ways to stay connected and plugged in with the latest news and updates. Lots of good things going on, so stay connected. Check my Twitter feed, Facebook, and always stay plugged into what's going on because lots of amazing things happening, unfolding, especially since this year has started. And one of the first guest of the night, we're going to jump into Brett Tronix Jedi. I met one of his partner's friends out at the Tucson Gem Show back in February, Thor, so shout out to Thor, and he was an amazing star brother I ran into probably from a very, very old, long past in history, and I'm sure with Brett as well. And Brett has been on the move doing all sorts of amazing projects, really plugged in the West Coast area, and has an amazing company, Original Language, who we've been shouting out for a while now. I rock their clothing all the time. I love it. And it's good to have him on the show. So with that, Brett, how you doing? Thanks for coming on.
Great, man. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
Absolutely. It's great. So much things to talk about and to dive into. But you are the featured music artist of the night, so we're going to keep it sort of around music. But if you can, let's just jump into when your first experience, when your first involvement with the electronic scene started. How old were you? What was it like? Did you go to a rave, or what was that story?
Well, I moved out to San Francisco about 4 years ago to get my master's in cosmology and consciousness, and soon after coming out here, my friends told me about this gathering called Symbiosis Festival, that was, you know, music, art, workshops, all everything above, and it was a really beautiful event. So not only did the music that I was surrounded by all weekend really capture me and inspire me, but so did all of the people that surround this electronic music community.
That's what's up, and that's why I always have electronic or world music artists not specifically because that's just like what I want to have on, but because the intent behind electronic music artists and the festivals is what's so important and what's so beautiful and what is happening all over the planet. And we'll talk about that in a minute. How'd you first get into to DJing yourself? Has it been something you've been doing for a while, or was it something sparked by going to these festivals?
Yeah, as soon as I got out to San Francisco, I wasn't really that much into music or DJing, but when I finally went to the show, it inspired me so hard that all I could think about was music and getting music. And then Burning Man was coming around, and I was going to have a large camp and group, so we decided to throw a party one night, and while we were organizing before getting there, I volunteered to handle music and play music without actually really even knowing how to play. I just got so inspired to want to do it that I told myself by this time I would know how to do it. And we threw a party, and it went over so good that it's just been I kept it rolling ever since.
That's what's up. And I know you said Burning Man, and that's definitely a festival that if one hasn't experienced, it will definitely blow your heart chakra wide open. I mean, the overwhelming art and the love, and that's really what it's about. So let's talk a little bit about these transformative festivals. You got the Bloom series, shout out to Julian and the whole crew, Tribal Council crew. All these amazing things are happening. Talk about what you've seen the last 4 or 5 years with the festivals. How have they changed to you in your eyes?
Yeah, well, I would definitely also start with reiterating for people, if they're interested in transformational festival culture, to check out the Bloom series. They really highlight and capture how these festivals are really so much more than parties. They're inspiring people creatively in all kinds of ways. They're bringing together like-minded individuals, especially at West Coast festival culture. I've noticed there's a high amount of people that are of the, awakening consciousness tribe, let's say. So it becomes kind of a gathering of like-minded individuals who have open hearts, and it's a good place to. I'm constantly making new friends and always excited to go back to these festivals because there's people from all around the country who I only get to see at these gatherings, and I still consider to be very close and amazing friends of mine.
And you hit on some of the key things, which is collaboration, minds coming together, workshops, doing things that really synergistically with our energies as well as ideas and concepts, and it's really more of like a movement now. It's like the beginning tribal cultures
Absolutely.
Are coming back on the planet. And I see that bridging with so many people with also projects with Native Americans right now. Like the whole Occupy movement went into sustainable projects and working with the natives and a lot of different movements. You have Idle No More right now and Red Cry and all these indigenous movements now coming back, and it's awesome. I could see a mesh of all the worlds coming back indigenously, with the definitely the electronic movement for sure. And it's bloomed so much the last few years. It's been amazing. Talk about some of the recent festivals you've been at, some experiences. I know you've been traveling nonstop the last couple of months. Summertime is here. Festivals nonstop.
For sure.
Which festivals have you been to, and give us some updates from them?
Let's see. Well, the year started off for me with going to Lucidity Festival in Santa Barbara, which is a really beautiful one because I had the opportunity to both play music as well as hold a booth for my company that you mentioned, Original Language. And vending at these festivals is always great because not for even the financial reasons, but I get to hold a space where when people are drawn into where I work with sacred geometry and such, I get to have really great conversations with different people who are drawn to that knowledge. I also went to Sonic Bloom, which is another really amazing one in Colorado, headed off by Jamie Janover, who's an emissary of the Resonance Project Foundation. And that was another really beautiful one. As well as I just got back a couple of days ago from Firefly Gathering in Arizona, which has a really beautiful team out in Flagstaff who put a lot of intention and love into that gathering. As well as I went to another one called Manifest that just started this year. But those are the major ones that I really walked away from loving this year.
And Firefly is the name of the remix that we're playing tonight throughout the show. It's an amazing mix. I listened to it as soon as you sent it. It's awesome. Great tracks that
you
chose.
Thank you.
And, yeah, I love it. Love the vibe. Love the festivals. And It's more of an experience that's happening now. You see families bringing their children, all ages, like even Burning Man has the kids village. My friend's been going for over 10 years, Billy, shout out to Billy. He brings the Santa sled every year and drives around the Santa sled just handing out gifts to everyone the whole week. You know, Burning Man and like,
yeah.
That's
it
what we're talking
a lot
about.
Of love in community. You know, we've become so divided in our culture right now that you can get even food to your door and you don't know the person that lives next to you. And you see more and more of these festivals popping up, I think largely in part due to this yearning to return back to community and to collaboration and inspire each other and come together and create ways forward that extend outside of just some kind of party scene. But you see a lot of groups come together and extend outside of the festival culture that are really inspiring a lot and creating change.
And people are ready for it. You know, it's noticeable. And I think most people are aware of it with some common sense that the system we currently have is not sustainable. There's lots of new methods. You have free energy, zero point energy, Tesla technology, on and on and on. There's so many amazing technologies out there that could sustain the planet energetically with food production, hydroponics, aquaponics. I mean, there's so many amazing things to do. It's going to take the people, grassroots, to start implementing these systems. That's the only way
Absolutely.
It's going to happen. How have
Absolutely.
You seen some
it's important for people to,
sure, go
to
ahead.
Say it's important for people to really know that there, you know, there's so much bad stuff that's highlighted all the time in the news and the media, but there are really so many people doing such amazing work around the world with just a little bit of research. People can see that there are options, but like you said, it's going to take people to really want these and to get the information and to share the information and spread it, because the more people that have it, the more it can't be stopped.
Exactly, and that's part of what we like to try to provide with the Starseed Society that I founded and we now have, which is an amazing collaborative network of people. It's collaboratively, like all of us together, 20, 30, 50 of us, projects, festivals, that's the movement right there, and I see that now happening with many people, like the Tribal Council. You have the Revolution crew out here and the Tribal Convergence crew and all these different partnerships, even worldwide, coming together on a platform. And there's something going to happen there. You know, it's going to happen. And, you could see it. It's already happening. And the energies to support that since December 21st are here. And things
definitely, Awaken, Tribal Convergence is another one. I just got that. I also went to their Gathering Awaken Festival, which is a new type of festival they started that isn't so much centered around music, but it was more kind of a gathering of the minds of the people that really care and are being active in this culture to create change. So, you see the festival culture starting to not even just be surrounded or centered on the music and the celebration aspect, but on this topic of how do we change the world for the better, you know, outside when we go back to the default world.
Absolutely. That's a big focus I've seen the last 6 months on people like the Bloom Series and those guys, and figuring out like, okay, so we come together, we have this harmonious, beautiful week or weekend. How do we take that back out to the community? That's a big focus, because if we can figure that one out, which we do, which is just be the light we are, but really go out and to engage them and not just sit around and keep the knowledge to yourself, or, you know, mm-hmm. not be out there and proactive and helping awaken other people, because it's just lack of information that keeps people from not being awakened. So it's so important, you know, even just
Definitely.
The word, you know, Jedi or Starseed or whatever it is. I mean, you know, talking about the Jedi, I mean, that's an ancient lineage talked about in the pyramids. I mean, it goes back, and we could talk a lot about that. And, you know, I've had Adam Apollo on the show talk about the Jedi Council and, you know, the whole order with that. And, you know, that stuff is real. You know, do your research, do your homework. You know, I always say in the show, don't listen to us. Do your homework, man. You know, you have to experience this for yourself. You have
Definitely.
To go out and have that experience. We're going to take a quick commercial break in a minute, Brett. Then we come back. We'll have another 5-minute segment. Maybe we can talk a little about the Jedi Council. And you go by Brettronics Jedi, correct?
My regular Brettronics is kind of like a given name by friends. Jedi, DJ, EDI is what I go by for music, yes.
Jedi, awesome. We'll hang on right there, and we'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll pick up right where we left off. Here's some more Jedi Remix. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
It's here, Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to StarseedEnergyRadio.com/store. WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take WinFox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. WinFox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at WinFox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, visit StarseedEnergyRadio.com/store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio, and we're joined by our first guest, the music artist of the evening. So, Brett, let's talk a little bit about the Jedi Council. What do you know about the history of it? What have you heard? Where did it derive from?
Well, I actually originally first saw the name Jedi with starting with a D through Adam Apollo, who you referenced, and I just kind of identified with the idea of, you know, right now that believe a lot of us are here to help with this evolution of consciousness and are here to help stabilize and connect between the higher and lower realms and to help create order in this world right now, which clearly needs some help.
Yes, indeed, indeed. And going into that, you know, talking with Adam Apollo and just the conceptually, think about that for a minute. For the listeners out there that are thinking like, oh, that's crazy. It's really movement of energy. So when you combine like his techniques of what he does, like say Tai Chi and yoga and all this flow energy, once you learn how to use that energy, you can harness that energy and literally play with it, use it. And there's people that can do that. An example, absolutely, I saw a few years ago on Discovery Channel, they had all these different, you know, microphones and stuff tested on a kung fu master who would break like a brick, you know, like 10 bricks in a row with like his head. And you always see that stuff and you're like, there's no way their head could break like 10 bricks in a row. I mean, you know, you see like 20 boards. So Discovery Channel actually tested all these martial arts people, and what they found was like a millisecond before the head or the hand or whatever hit those boards or bricks, the energy built up from the person was the driving force that broke the boards. And that's right, when I first heard about, like, well, what's that energy then? What is that? Like, what do you mean the energy broke the boards? And that's like, you know, so there's information, there's tests out there that prove and talk about what we're talking about. You just got to do your homework, as always, and do your research and check this stuff out. But, yeah, exciting, awesome stuff, man. And Adam's doing great work, and so many people out there are doing it. What do you see over the next couple of years with these festivals happening? What do you think is going on? What do you think is it's going to lead to the next few years?
Well, I mean, the festivals are definitely, each year you see more and more of these gatherings coming together. You know, you're seeing more and more people that are opening up to the extra something special in the universe, as I like to call it. And what's more is possible. And I see them, I definitely see more of these gatherings happening, and more that's going to bleed into, out of these gatherings into the real world. As you can see in the second Bloom series episode, actually, they well documented how a lot of these, principles and morals and creativity that people experience at these gatherings comes back out. You can actually see my space, which is called the Center of Steph, that I founded with my friends Sasha, who goes by Dub Virus musically, and Madeline Faust, who goes by Lux Moderna musically. We all did the Resonance Project training together and then founded a Education Healing Conscious Training Center space. And it was just the founding of this space was directly inspired by these, by our experience at these gatherings, with all these beautiful awakening souls. And so I see that more and more people coming together, more and more people waking up, sharing information, starting projects, and it's just gonna exponentially fractal from there. You know, every person knows so many people and can inspire so many people. So real change can be created. Every individual is important.
Absolutely. I just had a, what I call a galactic potluck. I started doing potlucks when I moved into the mountains here because I was like, how do you meet people? It's not like the city where I came from, Manhattan in South Florida. You know, I'm up in the mountains, so people are like, do a potluck. I'm like, a potluck? What? I don't even know what that was. Yeah. They're like, yeah, you have a potluck. People bring food. You socialize. So anyways, my potlucks have gotten to like a couple hundred people, and I started calling them galactic because what I started doing was inviting people with their healing modalities to bring massage tables or laser scalar wands or algae samples we had last time and all the healing properties as well as music the whole time. So we call them galactic because that's what it's getting back to, bringing in the music roots to everything, the beats, the drums. It's all activating. It's all, it's, you know, synchronizing. The
yeah,
healing
music
modalities.
Really, it can be the catalyst for a lot of these events and bringing people together, but then it turns
absolutely
into so much more. Sorry to cut you off there.
No worries. Absolutely. And so that's what they're about, is coming together in a new type of way of bringing music, bringing healing, bringing that, and making it galactic. So we call them galactic potlucks. It's a YouTube video I just put up. And my point of the story is, at the end, there was a newcomer there, he, at the end, when we went around, just had a little meeting, went around, just, you know, everyone say a word or two, and when it came to him, he was just like bawling, crying, you know, a local here, a good old boy, and he was like, you know, I've never seen so many loving people, I've never been around something like this. He's, you know, he's like, what is this? He was like, you know, and that's what it was about. You know, I started crying, and other people started crying, it was beautiful. It was like, that's what's up. You know, we're here. People are awakening and people feel this energy. They know about it. I've heard it from callers, from friends, from, you know, it's just, well, what is it? And then dive into that and go with your heart and get out of your mind. And that's what we're talking
Absolutely.
About. And tell us about some future projects and stuff you got going on.
Well, the main thing I got going on right now, as you mentioned earlier, is my company, Original Language, where what we do is, we crush crystals to ultra-fine powder and mix it into our ink and then print sacred geometry clothing with the crystals in the ink, so it's like a wearable crystal grid. And we also use the sacred geometry not only because of the power and the importance of these symbols, but really have seen noticed that sacred geometry, the flower of life in particular, has really become the symbol or symbols of awakening consciousness. It's kind of this non-anthropomorphized, totally unifying banner that's just how the universe is and can be directly experienced by people. And
Indeed. So
we want to help create community by having people wearing these shirts. And then, you know, if you see someone in a Flower of Life shirt, it's almost like, oh, look, there's a friend, you know, because that person knows about these symbols and their connection to the universe. And so really trying to expand Original Language to not only be about the clothing, but about creating community and then educating people on what these symbols are and why they're important, because the fact of the matter is study of Flower of Life leads to free energy and spacious, and I want people
That's
to know
it.
About that.
Brett, thanks for coming on. We'll have you back soon.
Thanks, man.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. And now we're going to go move to our next guest, but I think the station is trying to get a hold of him, and I guess he's not with us next, so I'll just go into some news and updates. Lots of stuff happening, lots of stuff going on. Again, always check out starseedradio.com for the latest news and updates. You can follow my Twitter feed. We're always putting out good articles, good videos, and I got the new website coming up very, very soon, hopefully in a week or so. Okay, so the station said that they can't get Ted. Ted is unavailable right now. Okay, well, let's keep trying him, and we'll go on to some updates and news. So put out this good video this week. It's what are star seeds? People always hear this and ask questions and are always asking me. Always a good video or just a good Google search will always get you some interesting answers. And again, it's always about finding and researching your own information, doing your own homework, and seeing what resonates with you. Resonating mean what vibes with you, what you feel. I know when I hear or read certain information, I have physical reactions sometimes, or remembrance, or certain things happen. Like, that's the activating stuff we're looking for when we talk about things on the show. You may not understand some of the lingo that we use, but that's what we're talking about, what resonates with you. If you read something and you maybe start moving, or your third eye, you starts buzzing, or you start feeling something, or tingles, or something's heating up. Like, those are physical reactions from something, and you need to pay attention to that. That's what we're talking about. So anyways, we're going to talk about some more articles coming up on Starseeds as well, but there's a cool event I want to mention first. Alchemy event, Quantum Leap, happening out in California. I don't know where exactly, but a shout out to those guys out there. They're always putting on great events, and if you look at the panel, the lineup, just really, really stellar people. So shout out to everyone out there who was out at the event, the Alchemy event out in California, and just support those guys. Check out the website, alchemyevent.com. And they're doing really great work, and they have a really big forum and different people you connect with. So also shout out to the Emergence Creative Space crew out here. They got the 3DL Gathering coming up. Check out 3DLGathering.com. Lots of amazing festivals coming on. There's also the Tomorrowland called Tomorrow World happening, I believe in Tennessee, and I heard they sold out tickets in an hour. That's a spinoff of Tomorrowland, which is a huge festival from out in, I think it's Sweden or Switzerland, one of those two, but amazing festival. I think they have 180,000 people in that festival, Tomorrowland. Check out that. Also, shout out to a ghost like me and Key and all the guys here in Asheville. Sorry we missed your show last night, but we did get your invite, and thank you again for coming out to the Galactic Potluck we had last month. They came out to the Potluck, the Galactic Potluck, and played and rocked it out, and those guys are doing awesome work. They're real, cosmic, electronic, rock, tempo type music, and they're really doing some amazing work. So shout out to Key and all the whole crew out there. Cool. Other video I put up this week is Will Smith. Everyone knows the actor Will Smith. So I post up a video. Will Smith tells how he used The Secret, talking about manifesting. The Secret, everyone knows the book The Secret or the documentary The Secret. Oprah had it on, made a big thing about it. If you don't know about it, check out the book or the documentary The Secret, talking about the law of attraction, which is how the universe works, how it works on this plane, in this existence, in the third dimension, 3D, which what we refer to a lot as 3D on the show. So when we're talking about the 3D existence here, the law of attraction is basically this matrix, this existence, what you feel, say, and put out to the universe responds and gives that back to you. The law of attraction is saying what you really want from the heart, what you really feel and your pure intent behind it, and it will manifest in your life. People are always like, well, if that's how it is, well, how come I'm like, I want $1 million and I want to, well, it doesn't work in that sense where you're going to go out and start yelling, I want $1 million, unless you're A, spiritually ready for it, B, needed in your life to carry out with you what your mission is. There's all these different reasons and factors of why things don't attract like that. But the people who are awakened to this way of living sustainably and in harmony with the planet know, just like the natives knew and all indigenous tribes, that in harmony with the planet, in harmony with this energy, your life will always be sustained, in one way or form or fashion. The universe, God, your higher power won't let you down. And that's what we're talking about on the show, is getting into that energy, into that flow, into that source. Call it what you will. But that's what we're talking about. And different ways to experience it, meditation, yoga, it's all these different amazing ways to try to quiet the mind and just feel what's going on. That's why we have the tagline of the show, hear the colors and see the music. We want to open up your sense boxes to a new way of seeing and being and feeling and hearing things, because there are other ways to do it, not just what we've been taught our whole lives. So that's what we're talking about, just being open and thinking outside the box to a new way of living sustainably in harmony with the planet and sustain yourself. So Will Smith goes on to talking about how he uses the law of attraction, The Secret, in his life to be successful. And I had no clue, but he is well awakened, talks about the law of attraction, the universe, and the dimensions, and all sorts of amazing, amazing stuff. I posted it up a few days ago. It's titled Will Smith Tells How He Used "Quote unquote, The Secret, Part 2. And there's a Part 1 too, but I just posted up the Part 2 one. But anyways, it's awesome. There's this first part to it. It's about 10 minutes long. Another awesome video that came out this week: 13-mile-long crop circle found in the desert. This thing is 13.3 miles long, carved into a dry lake bed in Oregon. It was discovered from a helicopter that was flying over, and this thing is massive. You got to take a look at it. It's a video, and they talk about how massive it is, how it appeared. And it's definitely points to how there's no way men or a bunch of men or machines or whatever could have made this thing overnight or however many hours it was produced in. But anyways, check that out. Really, really cool video. Another awesome video posted up that same day, China Eco Cities, talking about the eco cities and eco projects and free energy. Very, very important to what Starseed Conglomerate, what we're really about. We're not just doing the radio show. We have a lot of other things going on. Check out starseedsociety.org. starseedsociety.org. And you'll see some of the projects we're supporting and some of the people involved. And it's really mushrooming and flowering into something beautiful. And, you know, this collective of all these different tribes and people coming together all over the planet, like we were talking about earlier, is really amazing. So check out starseedsociety.org. And talking about China, the eco-cities, China is building these huge self-sustainable powered eco-cities that house millions of people. Dubai is doing one. I just posted the picture of that. If you go to the homepage of starseedenergyradio.com, you will see it. It's the last picture, top right. It's that pyramid. That one holds a million people, self-powered, fully self-sustainable. I mean, these things, that's what's up. We need to get into those. And enough with the fossil fuels, enough with the fracking, enough with the mountaintop removal, enough with the oil. You know, it's the coal. It's, you know, these are like deadly words to say, but enough of that stuff. It's not needed. You know, it's not needed. Look at the whole BP oil crisis down there. You have like millions and millions of life killed and even human lives and chemicals now being dumped. And that stuff is still going on. People are still dying from that. You know, there's things still happening, you know, from these disasters we've made from technologies and stuff we don't need to use anymore because there's new ways to do it. So China and other countries like Dubai are leading the way with building these giant eco-cities for like a million plus people. They're awesome. Check this video out. It's called China Eco City. It's really amazing. So shout out to China. At least they're doing, you know, something like that. To me, it's amazing. I think it was, who was it? CNN reported about it. At least they reported on something that, is important, huh? All right, another article posted up, the 11 revolutionary ways to celebrate your Independence Day from the system. Check this out. It's a whole list of different ways to celebrate your way. And it goes on to saying, you're going to see a lot of articles reminding us about the real history of Independence Day and how America fought for freedom against a tyrannical empire. These articles are valued and useful, but this year I've decided to take a different approach. Let's celebrate all the ways you can achieve independence right now, today in 2013. Awesome article on naturalnews.com, one of my favorite sites. Shout out to the Health Ranger. He's always putting out good articles and good stuff. And if you haven't checked out naturalnews.com, you're missing out on amazing articles and stuff. I try to check it at least every day. The last month, I probably haven't checked once or twice, but I used to be on top of it until this last month where we now have the new Starseed Energy Radio is now mushroomed into this conglomerate, Starseed International, which we have a ton of different services for website design stuff. Not to do a plug on my own show, but check it out. We have a lot of talented people on board, starseedinternational.org, and we can handle anything from, you know, website design to all sorts of stuff. So it's all about building this network and this platform. So there's lots of services we can help people with to provide all sorts of different things to help you grow your own business and get yourself out there. Because getting out there more and doing marketing and PR and stuff like that, it's time. It's okay to, you know, to talk about whatever you need to talk about. This is the land of the free and home of the brave, right? Freedom of speech. We still have that in some ways. The NDAA Act that was signed into law on January 1st, my birthday, by Obama last year, that killed the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But you know, until they start rounding people up during everyone in the FEMA camps, we still are on the air and doing what we're doing. You know, I know this network, Republic Broadcasting Network, is a big advocate for freedom of speech, and that's why, you know, they brought me on, is because I'm an advocate for that as well, as it should be all over the planet, free speech. So, anyways, check that stuff out. Great article on naturalnews.com, as always. Also, got some new videos up ourselves this week from when I was out in Washington, D.C. at the citizen hearings, citizen disclosure hearings happening in Washington, D.C. that happened back in May. Interviewed Stephen Bassett at the citizen disclosure hearings in Washington. So shout out to Stephen. It was awesome. And we got our new designer and also graphic video person. He does amazing work graphically. And all shout out to Michael who put the video together. Great work. Looks great. And also, shout out to the whole team. We got great guys working with us on the team with Starseed International. And also, the Anna Gordon fashion line, the Sacred Fashion. Check that out. Check out AG for Anna Gordon, sacredfashion.com. www.anagordonsacredfashion.com, or you can just write out anagordonsacredfashion.com, and you'll see some of the artwork from three of the amazing talented designers we have on board, also with Starseed Fashion and Starseed International, and just their talent, their sacred geometry. It's all sacred geometry and fractal art. It's just amazing, amazing work. So shout out to those three guys. We just launched the store with Anna last week. We got the press releases out on Friday to over 8,000 media outlets. We already got us posted a couple articles and stuff. So shout out to Anna and the whole fashion line, the whole crew, and Julia and everyone that's making that happen, because we got some amazing designs and they're out for sale and dresses. So girls, check them out. Check out AnnaGordonSacredFashion.com or AGSacredFashion.com. And we're going to have more dresses and female tank tops and guy tank tops coming out in the next week or so. So just keep checking back with us and we're going to have it. And those are ways, again, people are like, well, what's a clothing line or what's that importance of it? Well, it's important because what Brett was talking about earlier with his crystal ink, what that does is bring that vibration out into the public, into the masses by wearing those sacred signs. When people see them, they're activating. So you're walking around with these t-shirts that are activating people, that are healing people. Some of these codes and sequences, like the crop circles, are healing codes, they're frequencies, they're energy, like the torsion field, the hidden torsion energy that's in some of the crop circle, that was what the whole Thrive thing was about, was finding these, cracking the codes in some of these ancient flower of life symbols. And these symbols, when you actually make them 3D, they're actually codes for energy, free energy. Talking about the torsion energy and stuff. Check this stuff out. It's amazing, amazing stuff. So going back to Stephen Bassett and the whole crew out there, awesome work. There was a week long. Stephen Grivers there. I saw JJ Hertag. Shout out to him. Saw Nick Pope, interviewed him, put that interview up. We got Stephen Bassett. We got an ex-congressman who I got to interview. Pickler. And amazing, amazing people out there. So shout out to that. Check that footage out. We just got it up on Starseed TV. And check out StarseedTV.com because we just got the live feed up. A few days ago, actually. Got the live feed up, and we're going to have amazing, amazing programming coming up soon, so check that out as well, StarseedTV.com. And you could also check out some new shows and stuff we're doing. And if you want any involvement in that or have any recommendation for future shows, drop us an email. Let us know what's up. We also have a live broadcast coming up with Starseed TV happening at the Best of Mount Shasta Conference. So a shout out to Andrea and the Best of Mount Shasta Conference. We'll be doing a live broadcast, live on location there. It's going to be awesome. I cannot wait for that. And just to let you know, the Best of Mount Shasta Conference website, it's August 9th to the 11th. And let's see the website, bestofmountshasta.com. Check that out. And again, the date is August 9th through the 11th. 3 days, over 60 presenters. It's going to be amazing. And we're going to bring you a live broadcast from Starseed TV for 3 days. And we should have, in about a week or so, information up on the website. So check out StarseedTV.com. And, of course, StarseedRadio.com will be launched in about 2 weeks or so. And that's going to be a brand new, whole new look and feel of the website. I'm really excited. Shout out to the webmaster, Dylan, on that. It looks like the station still is trying to get Ted, and he's unavailable. So we're going to have a commercial break here in a minute. And then when we come back, we're going to do some more updates. And when we get back from that, we're going to start with our next guest, Molly, and then Sandy. And then we're getting to Alfred. I can't wait to speak to Alfred. I have lots of questions for him, lots of hot topics that we talk about in the show, and lots of, again, amazing stuff. If you do your homework, you'll find out some of this stuff is true, just like the Indiana Jones and the ancient myths of the crystal skulls. Yes, that stuff is true. All right, before we go to break, just want to tell you about a couple more things that we put up on the website the last few weeks. Another amazing article from galacticmessenger.com, another good website. Write that one down. Always putting out different higher dimensional news, things like that, 4D, 5D, as well as some cool articles. Also, Amazon Watch, Standing with Indigenous People, amazing video I posted up. Please try to get that out. It's Amazon Watch, Standing with Indigenous People, defending the rainforest. They're deforesting, they're cutting down the rainforest, they're literally killing tribes, killing Indigenous people with doing that. We talk about the Amazon, it's the heart, it's the lungs of the planet. And if the Amazon goes down, the oxygen in the planet goes down. You know, so we have to pay attention to that. We have to stay focused on that. And we have to put energy and time into that, to helping stand with the indigenous people. That's what it's about. It's if that goes down, it's a big problem. So check out that video. Please repost it. It's called Amazon Watch, Standing with Indigenous People, Defending the Rainforest. I posted that one up, looks like 10 days ago. And also a shout out to our crews out there, out on the scene. And we got Brian and Jenna out there. And just a shout out to the whole StarseedInternational.org team. Check us out. We got a rocking team of talented individuals, and it's just amazing, honored to be working with them. So that's the updates on our end, and if you need any more updates, check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com. Follow the Twitter feed. We always post up stuff at least 3, 4, 5 times a day, articles, all sorts of things. So anyways, here's some more Bretronics Jedi, and when we get back, we'll jump right back into our next interview. Enjoy.
Guess what? I just got my own tower garden. You can grow your own organic fruits and vegetables right in your own backyard or on your patio or porch using the new Tower Garden by Juice Plus. It's a new patented vertical aeroponic gardening system that recycles nutrients and water and that will yield you 20 fruits, vegetables, or herbs month after month and year after year. There's no soil, no tilling, and no weeds to deal with. And you can do this in less than 3 square feet of space. Standing only 5 feet high, the Tower Garden comes complete with everything you need to get started. It's easy to assemble and comes with customer support. They're offering this interest-free for 12 simple payments. Please go to Tower Garden Complete for more information. That's www.towergardencomplete.com. Again, that's www.towergardencomplete.com.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Gold is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. And thank you again for Brett for coming on the show. And that's the updates. We're going to bring on our next guest Molly now. She's one of our special guests from the Best of Mount Shasta Conference happening August 9th through the 11th. We will be there doing a live broadcast. Hopefully in about a week or so we'll have information up and you can be able to live stream with us and catch what is going on. And just to go a little bit into her background, Molly Young Brown, Times of Crisis is her topic. Today we see widespread evidence of a great unraveling throughout the world brought on primarily by human greed and arrogance. Yes, I agree. At the same time, untold numbers of people across the planet have taken to the streets protesting an oppression and destruction and calling for a great turning towards a just, cooperative, and sustainable world. Yes, and that has been one of our focuses here on the show, is having a sustainable world, a sustainable future for the kids, for the children, because the children, the kids that are coming in now are so smart, so highly advanced, they will be able to run with this new paradigm world we can create because they're so highly advanced intelligence. It's unbelievable. If you do your homework on the children that are coming in now, that their left and right side of the hemispheres of their brains are communicating. They're not split anymore. That's a fact. That's a new article that just came out a few weeks ago. Like, do your homework. The children coming in now are highly advanced and things are going to change dramatically on the planet over the next few years. So get up on it. Before you see some of the crazy stuff that's going to be happening, you freak out one day when you see a big mothership up in the sky or, you know, something crazy like that. But anyways, do your homework. The kids coming in now are highly advanced, and we need to start shaping the future now. We need to do it now because the oil, what's going on, the greed is shaping it to a destructive, war, harmful, polluted future. And that is not the kind of future we want to leave for the kids. And I don't personally have a kid, but I have someone in my life right now who has a child. I love children, and it's just opened me up to even more of taking how serious we have to change this planet because of the destructiveness we have caused, especially in the last 100 years alone. Since the Industrial Revolution, it's been the industrial poopolution with polluting the planet with crap. And it needs, it's time to invoke some of these new technologies and free energies and get this stuff out of there. So we need people like Molly and others that will be at the conference to teach people and educate people about these new ways. And that is exactly what Molly will be doing at this conference. And with that, Molly is with us on the show. Molly, thanks for coming on the show. How are you this evening?
I'm just great. And I thank you for that little introduction. That's very, very resonant with what I'm wanting to share.
Great, absolutely. And I shared a little bit about the topic, times of crisis, what's going on. And we're going to take a quick commercial break in just a minute, so I don't want to go into it yet, Molly. But I just want to say that, you know, when we talk about these topics, a lot of the New Age or spiritual community or even mainstream, you know, they don't want to hear it because they're like, oh, it's fear-mongering or it's fear-based and we don't want to talk about disasters and we don't want to talk about that. And I don't, you're low in my vibration. It's that is the attitude that is not going to help build a sustainable future. A true master is aware of all of his surroundings. A true master is aware of everything, as much information as he can, good or bad, to make the right, correct decisions for him and his family in time of need. And that's what we're talking about, is being aware of everything. And time of crisis is definitely happening all over the planet. It's a very important topic. So with that, Molly, hang on right there. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we get back, let's jump right into it. Hang on. Here is some more D-Jedi Retronics. We'll be right back.
Would you